Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre.
Your dreams are the most powerful thing. Without a dream, there's, again, no point in being here. And we are lost without dreams. So find the time on a daily basis to dream and pursue your dream. Whatever that looks like, be on the pursuit of your dream.
I really believe that you have to seek the love and the beauty that you want in what you have now. Because that way you're training yourself to extract meaning right now, which means in the short term, if you can fill that role with meaning and your true passion and what's coming from you, then that's going to lead you to discovering the power of it.
Because life is essentially tragic in its fundamental essence, you need a sustaining meaning that's deep and profound, and deep and profound enough to get you through bad times, because there will be very bad times in your life. There'll be death, and there'll be illness, and there'll be disappointment of all sorts. And there'll be just the standard difficulties of life in the world to contend with. And you really must have something that's profound and powerful to set up against that. And I think that your voluntary adoption of the struggle to improve being is the proper antidote to that.
Have to understand the fundamental truth of this life. You can always make a different decision, which will lead to a different outcome.
Success is not how much money or how much power you have. Success is how well do you do what you do when no one else is looking and keep on doing it. Successful people do all the things that successful people don't want to do.
So you've got to be realistically humble. You got to be ambitious enough in your goals so that you're pursuing something that you regard as truly meaningful and worthwhile. So you want your goals to be of sufficient nobility so that you can live with yourself properly if you're pursuing them, but you want them to be small enough so that you have a reasonable probability of implementing them.
Life outside of that one area, most of us are worried about suffering. We're afraid of it. When we're suffering and sacrificing, we wonder whether it's worth it. We wonder whether we're supposed to. We wonder whether sacrifice or setbacks or suffering is a sign it's not our real dream, don't we? And your body is a metaphor for the rest of your life, but the rest of our life, every time we sweat, every time we sacrifice, every time we suffer, we don't do what we do at the gym. We start saying, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. Maybe I'm not cut out. Maybe it's not my destiny. Maybe I just can't do it.
You've got to remember that any challenge we're facing today, we've faced it before as humanity. Changing the stories we tell ourselves, we can either look at challenging situations as opportunities for growth, as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to change, be the change. We can look at them and really feel.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Down. Now, that second part is okay. We can even feel like that, right? But we have to recognize it's not permanent. We've got to accept that none of our feelings are permanent. They don't need to be permanent. It's a choice. But recognize that those feelings are not permanent. And it will be amazing when we realize we are seen, right? That is the most powerful way of finding strength.
You get hungry by finding something that's you. I believe that all of us are born unique, but most of us die copies. And so the key to that hunger-driven life is a heart-centered life. I didn't do what I'm doing for years. Because of my programming, because of the culture in which I was raised in, that you have to work on yourself, and you have to have an unstoppable attitude, and no excuse is acceptable, and you've got to make it a priority, a non-negotiable in your life, and hold a constant vision of what it is you want to achieve, see it accomplished, and go all out, find a way to win.
You're always up and down. It's like your energy levels will go up and down and you'll be exhausted. Everything is tied around a story of this is bad, this is wrong, I'm in a bad place, I'm messing up, I'm going broke. That energy is going to pull you away from service or creation or creativity of how do I get out of this place.
Assuming that you have a certain intrinsic value, it's necessary for that value to manifest itself. For you to push yourself against the world, to challenge yourself. Otherwise, what you're capable of won't manifest itself. It has to be developed. It has to be called forth by necessity, right? You have to pick a hard problem and try to solve it and push yourself against it and you have to try to do that truthfully and responsibly in order for what it is that you're intrinsically capable of and composed of to come to the forefront. Encourage people to be responsible for themselves and for other people, and also to point out that you have a moral responsibility to do so for yourself just as you do for others.
There's a gap between the world and the things that trigger you and your response. And your entire life is that gap. And when you start to understand that your whole life plays out in this 5-second gap, and that there's a gap that's 5 seconds long between fear and courage. And there's a gap that's 5 seconds long between self-doubt and confidence. That is your life. And what's super cool about understanding that your whole life is inside this gap is it's so small, everybody, that you have the ability to control it. Life's always gonna throw triggers at you. And there will always be all kinds of cool things that inspire you, your wisdom. And you get to choose what happens in that gap. Do you succumb to an excuse or do you push yourself forward? And so that gap is everywhere and it's the same everywhere. And when you start to go to work in controlling how you live in that gap between stimulus or idea and your response, that's where the magic is.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.